The issue was brought to the board by the district school bus company First Student. A representative of the company asked the board to set a minimum age for students to be dropped off or picked up alone. The representative originally recommended third grade, but the transportation committee thought that that wasn't the right fit for Ketchikan. The administration agreed that kindergarten was an appropriate cutoff, but that it should remain a recommendation, not a rule. School board member Glenn Brown, who's also a bus driver, worried that a recommendation wouldn't do enough and leave the tough decisions for the bus drivers.
We should be the ones setting that policy, not a bus driver who's on a dark, rainy highway.
Several board members came to agree, and David Timmerman proposed changing the language.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like to make an amendment.
Go ahead.
The instead of recommended and first grade instead of kindergarten.
Second.
Adam Thompson, who drafted the recommendation, said that if the board wanted to amend, the whole thing would need to be changed, not two words. He also explained why the administration was hesitant to make a blanket rule in the first place.
Or what if that kid who is in kindergarten has a 10-year-old brother or sister, not a parent or guardian? Can you not drop them off or keep them and have the kid ride the bus the whole time? Or what if that kid's said drop-off point is 50 feet off of the bus stop? Can that kid not walk 50 feet to that house?
The board tried to incorporate some flexibility, but ultimately decided to take a vote on the original language as a recommendation, not a rule. The resolution failed with a 3-3 vote, Ralph Beardsworth, Glenn Brown, and Trevor Shaw voting no. The board was short one member due to the absence of Colleen Scanlon. It wasn't until the end of the meeting that Superintendent Robert Boyle asked how the administration, which unanimously agreed on the recommended age of kindergarten, might change the policy.
The board has the option to ask for a reconsideration vote within a 24-hour period of time by the prevailing party. In this case, that would be the no votes. Short of that, we would have to bring it back in a modified version, and so we're seeking some direction one way or the other.
Ralph Beardsworth, who originally voted no, requested that the item be reconsidered and a second vote was called. This time, the resolution passed 4-2. Beardsworth says the issue is personal and the decision should be made by the parents. He changed his vote because he says he wanted to ensure the policy was approved as a recommendation and didn't come back as a rule. In between the two votes, the board discussed the updated budget and approved a new form for the school district to use in its budget submission to the borough. The form was created by the two bodies in hopes of easing this year's upcoming budget process and for many years to come. The board also approved the resignation of Colleen Scanlon and will be accepting applications to fill the seat until March 18th. The next regularly scheduled meeting is March 11th. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.